My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we all know, we are here to celebrate the first day of Advent as Wednesday. And Lent opens with a blessing and imposition of ashes today. A rite Pope John Paul II described as evocative, one that should make us think and think deeply. As always, the church uses material ashes to put across a deeper reality. The ashes come from the palms we blessed last year's Palm Sunday. The ashes remind us of the basic of life. There are four formulas that we use. The first is, remember that you are dust, and unto dust we shall return. Or the second challenges us, turn away from your sins and believe and be faithful to the gospel. Repent and believe in the good news. My dear brothers and sisters, conversion has two aspects. First, turning away from sin and turning back to God. And Lent is the time to renew the grace of being God's children, who are characterized by their simplicity, their joy of life, their spontaneity, and their faith filled with wonders. Lent is a 40-day preparation for Easter. And a true observance of Lent must lead us to the joy of Easter, Alleluia, and new life. My dear brothers and sisters, as we welcome the season of renewal, let us be united with all of God's people. So we all share the need to continued conversion as we move away from sins and move toward Jesus Christ, our Savior. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of the three pillars of Jewish religiosity. First, the almsgiving, the prayer, and the fasting. And so may I encourage our parishioners to join us in praying and in contemplating the stations of the cross on Fridays of Lent. Likewise, let us avail ourselves of the sacrament of the reconciliation this Lenten season to take away the hindrance of our sins and make ready for the celebration of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And please see our website for the schedules of the Sacrament of Reconciliation this Lenten season. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we are called upon to support each other in solidarity by praying, by fasting, and giving alms to the poor as we undertake our conversion journey in preparation for Easter. And so, happy journeying on these 40 days of Lent. May God give us strength and courage to renew ourselves and profess again our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen.